You know, we meet all kinds of singers on this program. New singers, just starting out, gathering buzz. Blazingly famous singers with established careers. The musician we'll meet next is neither. We're going to meet one of the people who've spent their lives making music and have found ways to earn a steady but modest living below the radar. Here's NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg.
Countless CDs arrive here over the transom. The title tune of this one caught our fancy.
I'm in the twilight of a mediocre career. No screaming fans, yet I persevere. My songs are not sung by millions of teens. My face does embrace the hip magazines.
His name is Jim Pierce, jazz pianist, singer, composer, 58 years old.
Back in the day, I even had hair. So write your request on the back of a tin. I'll play that old song over and over.
How mediocre has your career been, Jim Pierce?
Pretty mediocre.
And what does that mean?
Well, you know, if you compare my career to, say, Lady Gaga or something, you know, financially it's definitely under what she makes, I'm sure.
Well, maybe you need some of the costumes and the hairdos and things.
I think so. I'll look into that.
But you are a working musician, getting paid to make music, and you've been doing that for years.
Yes, 37 years, I think, consistently working somewhere all the time.
Jim Pierce lives and works near Atlanta, Georgia. A Southerner, he went to high school in Charleston, South Carolina. He moved to Atlanta in the 70s to be a rock star. Not much luck there, plus the music was just too loud for him. Pierce liked jazz better. So, for his day and night jobs, he started playing it in various venues.
A million restaurants, Sunday brunches, and I've done nursing homes, lots of those, which actually I like those a lot. I still do those, playing for senior citizens.
The old songs from the 40s and 50s, the music they like. Jim says sometimes the seniors sing along, sometimes they cry. He also plays in churches, has a weekly church job now in Atlanta, and funerals, plus, if he's lucky, festivals and clubs.
In restaurants, a lot of times when you're playing piano, your job really is to not bother people. You're setting the ambiance. I've done a lot of that, millions and millions of hours of playing in restaurants for people eating.
But how do you feel about that? Isn't that annoying to you? Isn't it insulting in a way?
Well, it could be, but it's an opportunity to practice. It's okay.
Jim Pierce composes, plays, and sings in the tradition of two far better known, but not all that well known, jazz men. One is this guy, Dave Frischberg.
I'm impressed with my attorney, Bernie. I'm impressed with his influential friends. He's got very big connections, and I follow his directions. Bernie knows his way around, and so I always do what Bernie recommends.
The other longtime pianist, singer, songwriter is Bob DeRoe.
Take your stash of pills and trash and dump them down the drain. And keep those hypodermic thrills, 'cause I ain't into pain. But I suspect that I'll connect with the fix I'm looking for. Excuse me, ma'am, could you direct me to the nearest health food store?
Jim Pierce had been playing jazz piano for years when he first heard Bob DeRoe on WABE in Atlanta, his local public radio station.
I heard him sing and I said, wow, maybe I could be a singer, because I didn't really start singing until I was pretty old, because I didn't have no apparent talent for it.
He doesn't sound like Pavarotti either.
That's right.
I'm a stranger in your little town.
I have to tell you, Jim Pierce, that you are not one of NPR's 50 Great Voices. That's a series that we're doing here. But the reason for that is I had no influence on the list.
Well, my singing has been compared to not only Randy Newman, but also Kermit the Frog.
Let's run away to where we'll never be found. Let's leave today to some faraway town. We'll live on a mountain as high as the sky. Escape to an island where planes never fly.
Jim Pierce writes several songs about running away. Commitment problems, doubtful he's married to his high school sweetheart, and composes Cole Porterish love songs too.
You're like spring in Central Park. You're a candle in the dark. You're the icing on the cake. You're the art the artist makes. You're the joy that fills the air. No one like you anywhere. You're so cool. It just ain't fair.
So 37 years of making music for a semi-living wage, writing 100-plus songs, winning awards for some of them, loved by jazz magazines but unknown to the outside world, and Jim Pierce keeps at it. Why? Stubbornness, he says, encouragement from his wife, and something else.
For me, I really have no other job skills. That's all I can do.
No groupies throwing keys are Brazilians. It could be much worse, so please don't shed tears. My mother said, be an engineer. I didn't listen, so I wound up here.
What's your next gig?
Actually, tomorrow I have two nursing homes. That's my next gig.
It's been real, and it's been fun, but sorry, hon, I got to run. Call it a failed experiment. I hate to leave you, but I got to win.
I hate to leave you, but I got to win.
I hate to leave you, but I got to win.
Jim Pierce. His new CD is called I'm at the Twilight of a Mediocre Career. And really, aren't we all? I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.
Here I go. Here I go. See ya.
That's right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You won't have me to kick around no more. I'm going.
No, Susan, you're not. Neither in the twilight, nor mediocre. You can hear songs from I'm in the Twilight of a Mediocre Career at nprmusic.org. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer.
I leave you, but I got to win.